العالمين نبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Brothers, as you know, we have started tafsir Surah Al-Balad. And alhamdulillah ta'ala, we finished it last week except the last section, in which I will go, inshallah ta'ala, today in a quick review. And then we try to go a step higher. What do I mean by going a step higher? As you know, when someone reads the Holy Quran, a translation is a translation. Everybody knows that. One higher level is exegesis, the Holy Quran, or tafsir. That's a higher level. Well, you go ahead and you explain in further detail. And then we have another level. This third level has been set by the Imams. We hear the word, but what it means in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that, inshaAllah ta'ala, I will go in the hadith that is written, and you'll see that at the end of this presentation, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by Al-Qasam. Let us remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by swearing about something, that shows a very, very important issue. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went by this qasam, saying, what did he say? He said, I have created a human being in a total hardship. I have created a human being in an environment that requires a hard life, requires an extreme amount of effort. That is why, brothers and sisters, the six of our furu' al-deen is the principle of al-jihad. What's the meaning of jihad? Unfortunately, a lot of people, they do not know what is the meaning of jihad. And they think jihad is only going and fighting others. And unfortunately, they think that Muslims are terrorists because they have jihad, they want to go kill others. They do not understand what is the meaning of jihad. Number one, the word al-jihad means exerting an effort. If you need to do anything really, you have to exert an effort. When you say juhud, means you got to persevere. Whether it is going to work, whether it is helping someone, whether it is a husband and wife relationship at the time of difficulties, whether it's living by itself, we need something called jihad in order to let the life go further. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. And then it goes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, as I said, we have explained, we have exegeted this one in the previous sessions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, you know, He give us a word of blame. He blames us. He said, listen, human being, this whole chapter of the Holy Quran, itab. Itab in Arabic means blaming someone. Abomination means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blaming us. So listen, I created you, I made you, and then I also gave you all the means for living. Alam naj'al lahu aynayn, didn't I give you two eyes? وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ, didn't I give you a tongue and two lips? Now, let me go into the tongue. Brothers, we do have one tongue. That one tongue is extremely dangerous. is extremely evil, or it can be extremely virtuous and extremely beneficial. Let me tell you here a story. وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Everybody knows who is Luqman ala nabiyyina wa alihi alayhi wa sallam. Luqman was with a great wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Luqman wisdom. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran said, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever is given wisdom is given an abundance of blessings. Mind you, money is not abundance of blessings. Long life is not abundance of a blessing. Position, being a president, being an owner in of a country is not an abundance of blessings. However, if someone has wisdom, he has an abundance of blessings. This is what Sir Luqman has been given. What did he say? Now we're discussing وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. One day, his master. Now, mind you, did you know that Luqman, Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his name in the Holy Quran, the everlasting living book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah revealed himself through the Holy Quran, تَجَلَّ اللَّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed himself to us through these words. His name, Luqman's name is written in the Holy Quran, whereas hundreds of thousands of kings and great people, their name are not mentioned in the Holy Quran. Isn't that surprising? So this great blessing, this person, he was a slave. He was not even free like us. A slave, bandit. You know, what is it? Do we respect bandit? You know, well, mind you. You know that I came from the Middle Eastern countries. They do not even respect the, you know, people that are not slaves, but they work in the lower jobs. The street cleaners, for instance. The office boys, for instance. You know? This person, he was a slave. One day his master asked him. He said, Luqman? He said, yes, master. He said, go ahead and... I have a sheep. This sheep, I want you to cook the best part of this sheep. So he said, okay. Well, first he started by saying the worst part of the sheep. Cook me the worst part of the sheep. So what did he cook? He cooked the tongue and the heart. He brought the food in front of the master. He looks at, what is this, Luqman? He said, this is the tongue and the heart. He said, wow, that's surprising. So he ate. He became full. Days went by. In a short period of time, he brought another sheep. He said, now, Luqman, he said, yes. He said, today I want you to slaughter the sheep and I want you to cook the best part of the sheep. The best part of the sheep. Sure enough, at the time of the dinner, what did he bring? Again, he brings a tongue and the heart on a plate in front of his master. Luqman, Abai Luqman. Yes, sir. Yes, master. What is this? I told you to cook the worst part of the sheep, and you cook the tongue and the heart. Today I called you and I said, cook me the best part of the sheep. You cook me the tongue and the heart again. What is this? What is going on? He said, yes, master. Look at the hidden meaning of Luqman's actions. He said, master, if these two are good, if these two are virtuous, they are the best part of a human being. They are the best part of everything. And if this tongue was bad, means the heart is bad. And when the heart and the tongue are bad, the person will be the worst He will be worse than a disease. He will be worse than an animal. Truly speaking. Brothers, you can destroy families with this tongue. You can break marriages. Maybe even, if you're strong enough, you destroy countries with the sickness of a tongue and the heart. وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. And then we said, we went down, okay? I said, I'm going quickly through this. If a person would like to advance his life, if a person would like to advance his life, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. A person, again, had to persevere. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamu allahi alayhi, he says, إِذَا خِفْتَ شَيْئًا فَقَعْ فِيهِ. If you became afraid of a certain issue, go in it. You know, a lot of people, they think, no, I'm going to be afraid. In Arabic, there's a beautiful poetry. It said, whomsoever is afraid to go on the mountain, he will always be at the bottom in the valley. وَمَنْ يَتَصَعَّبْ صُعُودَ الْجِبَالِ يَعِشْ أَبَدَ الدَّهْرِ بَيْنَ الْحُفَرِ. Whomsoever finds it difficult, he says, oh, it's difficult, I can't go through the mountain, I can't go up, always he will be in the holes, he will be at the bottom. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Now, inshallah, I will see what the imams say about these words. You have to persevere. You have to be strong. Also, you have to help the people. Who are these people? يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبًا أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبًا ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنِ. Now, I have explained. Who are أصحاب الميمن؟ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And those who hide the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُؤْصَدًا. And we finish the ayah. Now, let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, a higher level in which this is written through our imams, salamullahi alayhim, in Tafsir al-Qumi, Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qumi. Please pay attention, brothers. Now, in this hadith, as you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said balad, balad means Mecca, right? Let me fix my computer a little bit here so we can go down. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Among the verse. And Najdain are the two ways, the way of khair and the way of shar, the way of the truth and the way of the evil. And then what is al-aqaba? Now, do you know what is the test? What is the obstacle that we should go toward and find out and go with or go? He's saying it is al-aqaba al-a'im, the obstacle. You know, I'm sure that today all of you had listened to Brother Masood's speech, right? I would like to bring this section of the speech. A hadith from our great grandmaster, Sayyid al-Wasiyyin, قائد الغر المحجلين, أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه. What did he say? He said, if someone went toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, judgment day it was, and a person had ibadat al-thaqalayn, he had the worship of everyone under his wing, and the worship of the 124,000 prophets, That's a lot of worship. But he does not have one element. What is that element? If he does not have that one element, they throw him with his face in the hellfire. What is that element? This element is the wilayat Amir al-Mu'mineen, is our ma'sumeens. Brothers, we have 12 imams and one lady ma'suma and Rasulullah, so therefore we have 14 ma'sum. Without al-wilayah, brothers and sisters, our worship is null and void. He brought also an example. What is this example? He said, if I asked you, I said, brother, go ahead and buy me this kind of a bread. And you go ahead and buy him a different kind of bread. What would, you know, the person who says, listen, I do not need this. Maybe thank you for your effort, but I don't need this bread. This bread is for someone else. Maybe I'm allergic toward this type of bread, for instance. It is extremely important to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Brothers and sisters, Satan worshipped Allah 6,000 years. One small few seconds of disobedience to wilayah. Adam alayhi salam is the representative of al-wilayah. Salamullahi alayk. He is our great grandfather. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, the 12 apostles, and Rasulullah Muhammad
Muhammad.
They were from him. Without this wilayah, if we do not listen and obey al-wilayah, we are nil and void. That is why at the end of At-Tasleem or Salat ala Rasulullah is Wasallimu Taslima. If you know what the meaning of Wasallimu Taslima means, a thorough obedience. Now, let me go back and make it a little small for myself. It seems like this thing is becoming, the computer today is a little bit, okay. Now, remember Mecca, what does it mean? Balad in this holy surah, it means Mecca, right? Okay, what does lisanan means? What does shafatain means? Let's see what Al-Qummi, in Tafsir Al-Qummi, he said that. Let's go to this section. Now, let's go first to Ashab al-Maymun. He said, who are Ashab al-Maymun? Do you know who are Ashab al-Maymun? Ashab al-Maymun hum Ashab Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. Brothers, do not belittle yourself. Insha'Allah, it is you. Just think that way. Just believe in our master, salamullahi alayhi, and go forward. Ashab al-Mash'amah, if you are among Ashab Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, you know that you are the people of Yumn and Barakah. And I have discussed what is the meaning of Al-Yumn al-Barakah, right? No matter where you go, that place will be green. That place will be blessed. That place will grow, inshallah ta'ala. Who are Ashab al-Mash'amah? Ashab al-Mash'amah are the enemies of Rasulullah and his pure progeny. Now, you can read in Arabic, it is right there. Now, I have discussed the issue of أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا. I have explained that. But I did not, let me go down a little bit. I did explain the raqabah. Now let's see what is the rest of the meaning. Today the computer is really not, I'm so sorry about the trying to show these things. The hadith goes this way. ألم نجعل له عينين. Let me make it a little bit harder, bigger. So this section. ألم نجعل له عينين. What does ألم نجعل له عينين? The عينين here is Rasulullah. Do you know? Let me go back to another hadith. Brothers, this is for all of us. Okay? The first hadith, عبدي أطعني أجعلك مثلي or مثل. My servant, obey me. All of this world requires obedience. عبدي أطعني أجعلك مثلي or مثل. If I fully abide by Allah's rules and regulations, I will be a miniature lord. I mean, because أجعلُكَ, I will make you like me. And I'm astaghfirullah, not saying Allah. No one will be Allah. But God will give them the powers. أجعلُكَ مِثْلِي أو مَثَلِي. أَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. تَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Now, if you become completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you His representative on the face of the earth. If you say something, the mashi'atillah subhanahu wa ta'ala will follow. In other words, it will happen. أَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ تَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. In another hadith, it says, if a person worshipped Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him. يَجْعَلَهُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ وعينه الذي يرى به ويده الذي يبطش به ولسانه الذي يتكلم به. You know, when a person becomes a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be the ear that will hear everyone. He will be the tongue that he will speak. He will be the eyes that will see for the sake of Allah. He will be the hand that will be the sign of torture and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's see what here is saying. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Who is this عَيْنَيْنِ? He is يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Who is ولسانه? Now pay attention. Who is the lisana? Let me go back again. Maybe inshallah this time and make it bigger and you'll see it. فَلَقْ فَحَمَلَ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Who is lisana? Lisanan is Amir al-Mu'mineen salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the shafatayn? يعني الحسن والحسين salallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. These are the hidden meanings. These are beyond tafsir. These are things that no one can show or can tell, except the teachers, the true teachers of the Holy Quran, in whom they are al-Ma'sumeen, salamullahi alayhi. They're the ones that they know what is the meaning. Truly today, when you say, you know, there's a kingdom of Allah. What is lisana? I don't know what is lisana. I think it is this tongue. Is it really this tongue? No. This whole universe has a tongue. This whole universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a representative of Him. وَشَفَتَيْن. So, the عَيْنَيْن is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lisan, the speaker, is Amir al-Mu'mineen. وشفتين is الحسن والحسين سلام الله عليهم أجمعين. And then what? And he said, what do we have to do in order to وما أدراك فلقتحم العقمة وهديناه النجدين. The way to them is what? Is through أهل البيت سلام الله عليهم إلى الولاية النجدين to ولاية and to other than الولاية. A person is either the follower of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim, or he is not. And if he is not, he could wander in millions of leaders. We have, the hadith says, al-mar'u yuhshuru ma'a man yuhib. Whomsoever you like in your life, whether it is from your own selfish self, or, let me tell you a little story, or it is a lizard. You guys know what's a lizard, right? Al-daba'. One day, inshallah ta'ala, we'll tell this story, I'm going to finalize. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, in a speech, he stood up and he said, oh, you people, you will be with the ones that you have pledged the allegiance with. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the Khalifa, salamullahi alayhi. And if you guys want to know, I will tell you those who pledged the allegiance with a lizard, a daba. Of course, later on they said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what do you mean? What do you mean by this story? What happened? He said, well, I knew some people. You see, Amir al-Mu'mineen, if Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is muhaddatha, as we have discussed, Gabriel, peace be upon him, comes and talks to him, he also tells Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayha. He said, the news got to me that some people, when I became the Khalifa, they did not like me as a Khalifa. A lizard was walking on the desert. They said, you know what? We're going to choose ourselves a Khalifa. We got to have a Khalifa. There he is. That was a lizard. They brought the lizard and they shook his hand. So judgment day, these people will be mahshurin, will be resurrected with their leader, and they will go behind that lizard all the way to the hellfire, and they will go there, inshallah ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, the moral of today's two speeches between Brother Masroor and today is that we have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through Allah's wisdom and king and knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us the teachers. Who are these teachers? These teachers are Ar-Rasul and his pure progeny, the teachers of the Holy Quran. So we have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By being obedient, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا to Ahlul Bayt salamu allahi alayhim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that success. So inshaAllah ta'ala we will understand His holy words, the revelation of the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.